Mr. Chair and the European Union would like also to start with a comment related to the title, in fact. Our position would be that this declaration is also looking forward to the future and should be future-proof in that sense. And in that sense, we believe it's important when we do discuss remedies and reparations that all types of discrimination are covered, also future ones. And for that reason, we would shorten the title to Remedy and Reparation for Racial Discrimination. That is our proposal. When it comes to paragraph one, we had comments on the existing one. We would have to take a look at the new Brazilian proposal and check it indeed with the DDPA. Our view is that the language agreed in the Durban program, declaration and program of action is the basis that we start from. It was a very fragile agreement that we found back in the days, but it was the first time ever that we did find an agreement, and that was groundbreaking back in the days. So for us, this is really still the guiding text when it comes to these discussions. We are open, of course, to work on the language. We believe it's important to have language that recognizes the abomination of slavery and the slave trade as a crime against humanity. But I'm also listening to Brazil, who says that some of this language actually could be taken into preambular paragraphs. It doesn't necessarily have to be put under the remedies article. It can be more generic as well. So at this point, that would be our position. Thank you.